Eli, how much confidence do you have in this offensive line to protect you?
Yeah, I got great confidence in these guys. You know, they work the tail off, and they're prepared. They know they got a great test in front of them. Eagles defensive line, one of the better in the league. So, you know, but I got great confidence in them. They'll do their job. They'll give us enough time to make the plays.
Eli, you said yesterday that you expect that there will be more sacks this year. Why is that?
Why will there be more sacks?
Yeah, you said, well, you know, I expect there will be more sacks. We just have to fight through it.
As in, there will be, yes, I'll get sacked again this year. That's what I mean.
Not more. At least another one.
I will get sacked another time this year. That's what I meant. That's just part of football. I've played in NFC Championship games where I got sacked six times, and so that's just part of it. You know, you're playing against a good defensive line. There's going to be times, you know, some of it's, you know, obviously some of it's, coverage. Some of it's the plays that you have called. Some of it's what the defense is doing. So, hey, that's just part of it. These guys, the offense line, not worried about them. They'll do their jobs and they'll give us enough time. And we gotta make sure, we're smart and we're calling plays that give us a great opportunity to, get the ball out on time.
When you look back at the games, do you see things that you could have done to help out the line, whether it's getting out of the pocket or getting the ball out quicker, things that a quarterback can do to help them out?
Yeah, I mean, there's always things you can do. You can always look back and say, oh, I could have, maybe moved a little bit here, or I could have, gotten through this progression a little faster. So there's things you can always do looking back. But sometimes, hey, you're looking downfield, or sometimes you feel the rush, sometimes you don't. That's just football. But there's always stuff you can look at to improve on and try to help those guys out.
Eli, judging by 2007, you're a guy who knows a thing or two about recovering from 0-2 starts. What lesson can you take from that team that you can impart on this team in this recovery?
Well, I think you gotta believe that going through tough times will make you stronger. Will make you stronger as a team. But you got to get through them that's kind of the situation we're in. You know, hey, there's always going to be ups and downs of a season. We're kind of, hopefully this is, we kind of hit the rough patch and we'll work ourselves out of it. But it's just going to come, through our hard work, our dedication, our commitment to fix things.
Eli, sorry, I'm stepping back. Yep. How good would a quick start feel for the offense? Does that feel like something important? And over your years in the league, have you sort of developed any little secrets or methods or tips that you feel like, can get something going quickly?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you always want a quick start. That's always a goal. And,
you've been behind a lot, right? Like, you guys, your offense has been back on its heels pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the first two games, first series, had a sack in the first series. So, we got to try to, get the ball out on time, be smart about things. But obviously, we got to see what the defense is doing, what they're playing. And, sometimes that's, you can get the ball out right on time. Sometimes, depending on the coverage or what they're doing, you got to hold it a little bit. So, whatever we got to do, guys are going to play hard. We'll be ready.
Ben said he's considering handing off play calling duties, that he hasn't decided, but he's considering it. Can that be a spark to an offense if there's a different voice in the headset, just a new approach to what you're running?
I guess besides me, I don't know if anybody would notice who's calling the plays, or the other quarterback. So, I don't think it's the play calling that's been the problem. I think it's the execution.
How much has Mike done it since he's been here in regards to play calling? When is he?
He's done preseason. He's done some preseason. He calls in practice a bunch, so he's called before.
Was it different for you when he does do it?
I don't know if he did any of the preseason games I was in or not, but in practice he's usually the one in my helmet in practice, just so McAdoo can kind of coach and see what's going on. I can understand what he's saying.
Eli, a lot has been made of the public criticism from Ben after that game the other night. And you were asked about it yesterday on the radio and gave a pretty thoughtful answer to it. Is there anything about it that that disturbs you or that makes you feel a need to talk to Ben
No.
about any of the things that he's...
No. hey, you know, it's part of being in the NFL. You know, you can't be sensitive. I think everybody's gotten very sensitive, players and everybody. Just, you know, if someone, you know, says anything negative about you or you did something wrong, that you got a problem. Coach McAnoo and I have a great relationship. I think he understands that. You know, I've told him when he first got here, I enjoy being coach. I enjoy, if I screw something up, let me know. You know, I want to be coach. And so, you know, we talk about things, and there's some things I got to do. I got to be better at.
Yeah, but think, for the I most part, Eli, I mean, that's not something we grew accustomed with you and Tom after a game. I mean, once in a while, maybe here or there, but not quite as open.
Well, I think, you know, he's talking about the interception and a delayed gain. Those are the two plays. Those are on the quarterback, and those two are you know, always will be. So that's just part of it.
I don't think it's so much his criticism of you, but it seems like it's his resistance to criticize other players. Do you think he does that because he thinks you can take it, or?
Well, he knows I can take it. He knows, hey, I've been. You've played 14 years in New York. You've been criticized, right? You can take it, pretty much whatever they throw at you. So, again, Coach Mack and I are on the same page. And you know, anything he says, whether it's to the media, whether it's to me, to the team, you know, it's all for the better of the team. And I'm okay with it.
What personnel groupings do you think you guys have done well with in the offense so far? You mentioned the other day we've got to find kind of our best look and stick right with it. What do you see?
No, I think you still got to, you got to mix up your personnel. We don't want to get into that world of being in one personnel. I think you know, we've done some good things in their two tight end sets. We hit a big play last week down the sideline to Jarrell. You know, so we just got to figure out you know, yeah, kind of what yeah, just, you know, how much of different types of plays we're going to run, or, you know, do we just want to stick with what we know and what we're good at, or adventure, you know, get too adventurous where we're running things that you know, might not put us in the best situation.
Is there added pressure this week? I mean, teams in this league don't usually come back from 0-3 and have much of a season.
Hey, you know, as again, there's pressure to win every week. That's part of being in the NFL. You want to go out there and, you know, you got to be careful, you know, making something bigger than what it is. And I think you always want to be relaxed and be ready. But understand, hey, it's a game in a division, and we dug ourselves in a hole. We got to get out of it.
Been stuck in a lot of third and long situations. For you guys, how important is it moving forward to get chunks of yardage on first and second down, and especially on the ground, where it's been tough to come by this year?
Yeah, well, I think some of it's, you know, especially last week, it was more just, you know, having some sacks on first and second down, which, you know, it just kind of throws off your whole routine. So we got to eliminate those things and you know, just got to keep going forward and find completions and get ourselves in third and manageable.
Eli, what has Orleans Darkwa added to this offense this year, and what do you think he has to do to get more carries?
You know, Orleans runs the ball well. You know, he's had some catches, so I think he's done, you know, done everything we asked him to do. He knows the offense. He knows what to do. So, you know, again, I don't know what the coaches plan to how they rotate in those guys, but you know, he's done a good job.
When you look at their film of their front, of Eagles front, do you think, oh man, or do you think, all right, I know how we can kind of counteract what they do best?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, you look at their front, but it's not just, their front's very talented. They got some, you know, they got three or four guys who can get to the quarterback and do a good job of whether getting there or just causing you to move, you know, making problems in the pocket. So, you know, but we got to, you know, that's why we got to look at, you know, see their coverages, see their tendencies, and find the best plays that will help us move the ball and get in good situations.
If a play call doesn't call for extra help for a tackle, do you have the power at the line to change that?
I mean, yes, I guess you could. You know, so there's ways you can try to help out your tackles. And there's sometimes you can do it. Sometimes, depending on, you know, what the defense is doing, you can't. If they're bringing certain pressures or they're bringing certain looks. So, you know, and you also got to, you know, you got to get guys out in the route. So there's a combination of a lot of things that you know, you can do. You just got to mix it up. You can't just do one thing over and over again.
Obviously, you haven't had success, you know, offensively, a ton of success early in the season. How much do you think needs to be changed? Is it just tweaks, or you think you need to try some new things completely, or what do you think is the best avenue two games into the season at this point?
I think we just gotta execute better. We gotta just find ways to stay in good down and distance, stay in good rhythm, and get a little confidence going in the offense. So I think we've talked about some things we can do, and hopefully we can play better this week.
Eli, the number of hits it seems like you're getting hit harder this year. That's something that you've always pointed to as part of your durability, is the ability to avoid those big hits. Does it feel that way to you, that these hits are more ferocious a little bit?
No. I mean, I took one good one last week, but, you know, bad situations, kind of a screen that got, they covered up well and ended up rolling left and kind of was trying to, throw and got hit, took a good hit. That's kind of not the lineman's fault. They played it well, and I kind of took a risk trying to throw something else on a screen. So, I think that's just part of it. Hey, there's some weeks you can you'll go several weeks without taking big hits, and sometimes you'll get a bunch in a game. So it's just about hanging in there and being tough.
Was that the one on Sterling's catch?
Yeah.
So the biggest hit was when the pass was completed.
That's sometimes. Usually it's the ones when you're throwing that end up being the biggest hits. You know, when you haven't thrown yet or you see it coming, those are the ones that aren't as bad. Usually when you're in the throwing motion, that's when you're most vulnerable to take a good shot.
Did you really throw it to him? Is that even who you're throwing to?
Of course, always.
Do you throw that, though, if you're down, if you're not down 14? You maybe
probably a different scenario.
One of the completions to Odell, you were really way under pressure as well, weren't you? Over the middle, and he got a couple yards after the catch, where the line had collapsed on you?
No. Maybe. I can't recall.
Because of the amount of pressure, are you having to go make your reads faster?
No, I don't think I've gotten, you can't get too quick. Going through reads, it's a throw off the timing of things. You got to get, let your number one, route develop and go through progressions. So I think I've done a good job, kind of hanging in there and going through the progressions.
Thank you.